This is the kitzer of the second sicha on Parshas Tazria in Chelik Chav Beis on page 65. The Rebbe begins with the pasuk in this parsha where it says about Negoyim Odom Kiyye Ba'oyer B'sore Goymeh. And the Alter Rebbe explains the fact that the Torah uses the Shem HaMaila of Yidden, Shem HaMaila of human beings, Bechlal, is because when it comes to the union of Tzeras, we're speaking about a person that's in a Madrega Gedela, Shleim Edochoyla. There's no Ra in this person Bepnimius at all. And therefore, the Nega only comes out in his skin, in the Oyer Besorei, which is Besayf Levushov, meaning that there's only Ra there externally. Al-Shech says a similar thing that by Rishoyim, Min Bemina Eina Chaitzit, so the Nega will not appear externally. That's who he is. And the Alter Rebbe says, this is why Negoyim does not apply Bezman Hazeh, because it was Maisa Nisim only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash when there was great tzaddikim that were on such a level. But today, because it's not Benimtza, such a kind of a tzaddik, so therefore we don't have the inyan of the Goyim today. The question here is, Chazal tell us that the inyan of the Goyim is a Einish v'Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is equivalent to the Gimel Averis Chamuris of Yehorek Val Yaver. Lashon Hara is like a person is Kaifer Be'ikir. And this is something that the Rambam brings in the very same halacha where he talks about Negoyim being Maisa Nisim that the Alter Rebbe quotes. So how could the Alter Rebbe quote there from the Rambam and say that the Nega is only something which shows that the person has Rabbi Chitzenius when the Rambam there talks about the fact that Negoyim comes from Lashon Hara? So the explanation of this is, if you look in the Rambam there, the Rambam goes into a whole arichis regarding Sichas HaRishayim. And the Rambam there says, but the Sichas HaRishayim, Tipshim, that speak Gedolus v'Neflois, and that this is the yeshiva of the Leitzim and Rishayim that speak Divrei Havoi, then they come to speak Begnos HaTzadikim, then they speak against Nevi'im, and Mitoich Kach, Bon Ledabe Belekim, and Kaifrim Be'ikir, and this is the Sichas HaRishayim, that sit around together, and yeshivas Batim Mishtois, and Sheis HaShechar, but the Ksheiri Yisrael, they sit and speak only Divrei Torah v'Chochmah. The question over here is, why does the Rambam, where he's speaking specifically about the fact that Tzaras is a Einish v'Lashon Hara, get into this whole conversation about Sichas HaRishayim in general? The place for discussing the problem with Sichas HaRishayim seemingly is in Hilchas Deis, where the Rambam discusses there are different things about the dibur of a person that he should be careful with. Furthermore, the Rambam here does not bring the different things that he does bring in Hilchas Deis about the severity of Lashon Hara. For example, there the Rambam brings Kol HaMasapa B'Lashon Hara Kila Kaifa Be'eker. And here in Hilchas Tumas Tzaras, the Rambam just says that from speaking Lashon Hara, it could evolve and later lead to being a Kaifa Be'eker, but not that Lashon Hara itself is equivalent to Kaifa Be'eker. So there has to be a difference between the way that Rambam speaks of Lashon Hara in Hilchas Deis and the way he speaks of Lashon Hara in Hilchas Tumas Tzaras. What's the difference? So the point here is that there's two different aspects to Lashon Hara. There is what Lashon Hara is in relation to Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. The fact that it's a result of a person's bad character, whether sinna and kinna that there is between him and someone else. And the fact that Lashon Hara causes damage to someone else. When you speak Lashon Hara, so you damage the person that you're bad-mouthing. It's that aspect of Lashon Hara that the Rambam is speaking about in Hilchas Deis. As you see there, in the entire Perek, the Rambam is discussing this. Here, however, in Hilchas Tumas Tzaras, the Rambam is discussing the aspect of Lashon Hara, which is the Sichas HaRishayim. The very speech itself is negative. The very speech itself, even if it's Shalei B'Chavana, speaking Lashon Hara. But the Dibur itself schleps a person into Ra. That's the nature of Dibur. Even though Dibur on one hand is very external, but at the same time though, Dibur is something which is rooted deeply in a person. A person is called a Medaber. And therefore, when one speaks negatively, it schleps him into the Ra. That's the main point that the Rambam is focusing on here in Hilchas Tumas Tzaras. Here the Rambam talks about Sichas HaRishayim Bechlal, that sit around and just talk about all kinds of things, and then they talk nonsense. These are not things that are outrightly Ra, Lashon Hara. But it's the Dibur itself, in this kind of manner, that schleps a person further and further into bringing out Ra in him. That's the Sichas HaRishayim that the Rambam is focusing on. That's a pagam in the Dibur itself. As you see in the beginning, when the Rambam speaks about this inyan, the Rambam says that the Nega reminds a person, Shalei Yisasek B'Sichas HaRishayim Shu'al Litzanis V'Lashon Hara. In other words, we're not focusing specifically on Lashon Hara and its negative results. Rather, we're focusing on the Lashon Hara being an aspect of the negative speech, which is a certain negative aspect that's there in the dibur itself, in the chitzonius of the person's character, which is the dibur. And therefore, the einish of this aspect of lashon hara is also the naga, which appears in the chitzonius, in the skin of the person. And we can see this from what the Rambam says, that the source of this, that a person gets a naga from lashon hara, is learned from Miriam. Because as the Rambam himself says, by Miriam, there was no inyan of lashon hara in the literal sense that she intentionally wanted to speak bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. Didn't come from a place of bad character. On the contrary, she raised Moshe Rabbeinu, she loved him. And it didn't hurt Moshe Rabbeinu either. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't makbid on this. But yet, it's the very dibur itself that brings about the result of a nega. The dibur, which is the chitzonius of a person that is not 100% pure, brings about this result in the chitzonius, in the skin of the person, to have the nega. And this is how the Rambam describes also, regarding lashon hara, that you have the way the negayim come upon a person, that it begins in his house, and then on his leather garments, and then on his garments that he wears, and then on his skin. Meaning that really, the way that lashon hara begins in a person is, a person speaks words negatively, or just sichas harishayim, it's not something which is deeply rooted in the person, it's not something that expresses anything pnimius, that's not okay. His character is fine. It's just a dibur that's totally chitzonius, and doesn't really affect the person bipnimius. But, and therefore, initially, the nega as a result of that also comes in the house of the person, that's separated of the person himself. But then though, as mentioned before, the dibur, which is rooted in the person deeply, will schlep him further into this, and it becomes something which is, the ra here becomes closer into the person, and therefore the nega will then eventually come even on the skin of the flesh of the body of the person himself. However though, it's not something which is really affecting his character, bipnimius mamish, because then, as the Alter Rebbe mentions, there is no inyan of lashon hara. There is no inyan of a nega that is in such a case. So with this we understand that the explanation of the Alter Rebbe regarding lashon hara, that it's speaking about a person that's on the level of an adam, shleim u'dechayla, and that lashon hara is something that is just b'soif levushav, or rather the nega that is b'soif levushav, and the Rambam's explanation, that the inyan of a nega that comes as a result of lashon hara is one and the same point. Because the Rambam is talking about the aspect of lashon hara, not the bad character or the fact that lashon hara hurts someone, the binodim lachaveri aspect of lashon hara, rather the chesaron of the dibur itself. The dibur itself, which is a dovah chitzayini in the person. The person may be completely perfect and pure, but there's still a certain imperfection, and then it could deteriorate even further, that's there in the dibur. And that is the source of what brings the punishment of the nega in the chitzonius of the person. Now, with this, we could also understand why it's necessary to have a kayin to purify a yid from this nega. As the Torah says, that dafka, the kayin, is the one that's metired the yid. Because one could wonder, if we're talking about a person that's on the level of shlemus, bipnimius is totally pure. So how is it that he succeeds in purifying himself, his character, his behavior, but the chitzonius, his dibur, is something that he can't get rid of, this leftover of evil that there is there in his chitzonius that comes out in his dibur? The answer is because even if bipnimius is perfect, and on a conscious level, what he experiences and feels and his behavior is all perfect, but nevertheless, the fact that the chitzonius, in the words that he speaks, you see an unrefined speech, you see a certain thing that's, it's not the way it should be, even though it's not with a toichen ra mamish, but still unrefined in a speech, that's really a sign that there's something very deeply rooted in the person, a ra hanelam, that has not been uprooted yet, a certain deep source of ego in the person that has not been uprooted. As mentioned before, what you see in the dibur of a person is an indication of something that's rooted very deeply in the essence of the person. Again, we're not talking about Ram Mamish, because then that's something that's not shaykh by such a person. We're speaking about someone that's on the level of Shlemus. But nevertheless, this chitzonius in the dibur that's not perfect shows that there's something very deep that he has to work on. And the kayach, to reach there, to be able to uproot this Raha Nelam, that comes dafka from a kayin that draws from a very high level, from a very high place of chesed, ilah. It brings from a level of Eir, and our Elyon B'yaser, that's able to be Mesakin, this Ra'anelam. And therefore, when the Kayin comes and says to this Yid, B'dibur, again, Dafke B'dibur, the Kayin says, Tohir Ato, this is what's Mitzayir, that is the Mitzayir, and it becomes a Tohir B'tachlis.